Across central Wisconsin, people are tuning in and sounding off. Call in now. 715-845-2155. WSAU Feedback on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Good morning and welcome to Feedback, 6 minutes after 8 in the AM. 715-845-2155 if you would like to be part of the program. 715-845-2155. All right, so I'm reading, doing show prep and flipping through pages of this, that, and the other thing, and found something that really caught my attention. You know that the Bureau of Engraving and Printing and so forth, they've redesigned a lot of our money. One of them that I don't like is the $10 bill. It looks like Monopoly money. It's like pinkish, yellowish, and it's just bleh.
Trying to make it harder for counterfeiters.
Exactly, yeah. And apparently the new $100 bill, which was supposed to be issued in early 2011, have some serious problems with this. They have had printing errors one after the other to the point now that the Federal Reserve System is saying they will not accept the new $100 bills until these issues are resolved.
What, are they spelling things wrong? Giving Ben Franklin a mustache? What are they doing?
Well, kind of. One of the spokespersons from the Bureau of Engraving and Printing said there was a problem in this last batch, which, by the way, 30 million bills. 30 million bills were printed, whoopsie, with this little error. You remember when you were a kid, you tried to paint watercolor with a big fat brush and it kind of bled into everything? That's what they call mashing. And that happened on this latest batch of bills.
They couldn't catch that before they printed 30 million of the bills?
That's my point.
Couldn't catch it after the first 5 million?
That's my point. You know, it's like, okay, look, Bob, we all set and ready to go. Yes, sir, sure are.
Who's in quality control there, for crying out loud? Bozo the Clown?
We sure are. We're ready to go. All right, here's what I'd like you to do. Why don't you print off a couple hundred sheets of these things? Let's take them back to the office before we really crank this puppy up,
yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
I have no idea. I have no idea. But 30 million bills were printed. They were sent out, the Federal Reserve said, these are unacceptable, sent them back and requested more money. This is the replacement. They also printed about 30 million bills. There was a hole, a blank space on the bill. What the heck?
Well, they should repurpose these and use them as toilet paper at the Federal Reserve or in Congress until they're used up.
Have you ever been to a Federal Reserve or a place where they have like $1 million in a box?
Yeah, I visited that in high school in Minneapolis. Went to the Federal Reserve in Minneapolis.
You were tempted to do it, weren't you? It's like, you know what? I can buy that box for $100 and just give me a little time. I'll piece together those $100
bills.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
And I'll have $1 million. The bills were intermixed with passable ones in this latest snafu. The Fed is now returning more than 30 million $100 notes, demanding their money back. They wrote officially that, let's see here.
Now, is this a private company that prints the money?
No, this is at the Bureau of Engraving.
This is at the Bureau of Engraving.
Yeah.
The paper they get comes from a private company, I think,
yes.
In Massachusetts.
Could be. The Fed's officials have informed the Bureau, quote, we will not accept any $100 notes made at the Washington, D.C. facility until further notice.
Nice.
So, and this says there's no grand implication. There's no conspiracy here.
It's just incompetence.
It is incompetence. And it is a case of,
whoever runs the office should be fired.
You know, there are thousands of small printing offices across the United States. Thousands of them. You know, Bob's Printing, I'll make your business cards for $29.95.
Yeah, but that's where the counterfeiters go to use the color printers, man.
No, this is what I'm saying, is that if you've got a small guy running a little one-shop or two-guy operation of a print shop, do you think that when he gets ready to print a flyer that a business is hired, a restaurant, has said, you know what, I need you to print up 150 or 250 flyers for Monday's special. Mm-hmm. Here's the design. You think that he prints one or two and he takes a look at it and goes, yeah, okay, that works.
Yeah.
That worked. And then he prints the order? Or
right.
does he print the order and go, whoops, it looks like I may have misspelled pizza, and then redo it?
Yeah.
I find the only thing that I find on the grand scheme of things that we can actually learn from this, and as an example, is do you agree with me that it seems to be that a government entity in its on a whole, they do not attempt to run things in a tight, efficient manner? The owner of, you know why the owner of the business, the printing business, the private printing business, looks at it before he runs it all off? Because if he runs it all off, that profit, that comes out of his profit.
Right.
That comes out of his pocket. He's got to pay for that.
Right.
The people at the Bureau of Engraving and Printing, they screw up $30 million worth of paper, and they go, oh, yeah, we're going to have to do that again. Do they care where the money comes from for that? No. And I believe this is the disease that is growing out of D.C. They have the disease of, it's not my money. It's not coming out of my pocket. But they're not treating it as if it were. I truly believe if we had more representatives in the government agencies, in the bureaucracies, in Congress and so forth, that actually took the opinion of, the money I am spending is mine. I have to be effective. I'm telling you, I think in a decade, in that change alone, in a decade, we'd have no debt, no deficit, and we'd be the strongest economy on the planet. So here's the question.
We are the strongest economy on the planet.
There's
even,
some
even during
us,
our even during our rough patches, we're the strongest economy on the planet.
There's some very serious weak spots in our economy, but what I'm saying is, all right, let me put it to you. Let me rephrase it. We would be the healthiest economy on the planet. We are not the healthiest. May I refer you to Liechtenstein? We are not the healthiest. All right.
You do want to acknowledge at least the good news coming out this week.
Which is?
The deficit is at the lowest it's been in 5 years.
I mentioned that an hour
okay,
or so
right,
ago, and that's
right,
it.
Right.
I'm not talking about that anymore.
Okay, that's right. It's good news, damn it. We can't have that.
I can't. There's a lot of reasons for it. One, you know, for the last 7 or 8 weeks or more, the debt clock has been frozen just under the debt ceiling. Manipulation of the numbers, perhaps? Yes. So when you say that our deficit is lower than it has been in 5 years, I'm thinking, really? This coming from the same group of people who just printed $30 million bills and screwed up. They did that twice. All right, we're going to talk about Obama.
Obama didn't do that.
Huh?
Two schmucks at the Bureau of Engraving did that.
Schmucks. We're going to talk about a court decision about Obama's reluctance to license a nuclear waste facility in the Yucca Mountains. We're going to talk about that. Court system slapped his hand. What does that mean? And what else have the Obama administration been up to? It's not exactly right. WSAU, Wisconsin Morning News. We'll be right back. 715-845-2155.
The News Station. AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Welcome back to Feedback. 715-845-2155 is the phone number. And in that light, let's go to the phones. Luke, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Well, I just got a question for Tom King. If our economy is the strongest out there, even in some of our rougher times, then why is he in such support of all these liberal and progressive policies that have ruined other economies in other countries, or actually ruined economies in other states, such as California, Illinois, New York? I mean,
Detroit.
Really?
Well, I mean, some of the policies in the states, I mean, they are abused by bureaucracies, and there are abuses that take place. There are some very successful liberal economies in the world. You look at the Scandinavian countries.
Yes, and look at all that they're contributing to the world economy, which they aren't.
Well, they're much smaller than we are. That's certainly true. But
doesn't matter. They can still contribute No, all of their assets are going to support
themselves. There is a happy medium to be found between gutting every social program and a high tax rate.
I mean, it's interesting. You accuse me of being overreaching and making these broad sweeping comments in a conservative viewpoint, but there is no conservative that is saying to gut every social program. None.
Well, I didn't say every.
Well, yeah, you did. You mean roll the tape back? You did.
This morning, I didn't say every.
Thank you, Luke. And this morning you said. Yeah, you did.
The anniversary of the Social Security Act being passed is one of the dark days in American history.
It is the beginning of the destruction of our economy. It most certainly is. It is the beginning. And then when it was expanded, we have created an entire group of people that are slaves to the government. We have created this mentality that, the government's there to help me. No, the government is not the government's job, is to pay you in your retirement.
If you were a benevolent dictator, you would eliminate the Social Security Administration?
Nope, didn't say that. See, there you go again. I'm not saying to gut it or eliminate it.
What would you do then to make it more of an idea that you could live with?
The very first thing is every amount of money, every penny that is wasted is cut off. When we have a program that is proposed before Congress and it is saying, all right, we are going to do this. If you are a representative that says, I'm going to tack on a bill that goes, that bill is eliminated. You are now, no, you will not tack on to a piece of legislation anything that does not have to do with this core issue. And I'm sorry, if that means Congress actually, I don't know, has to be there 365, 24/7.
Which would probably be what that would mean.
Too frickin' bad, okay? Going into Congress and being a representative or a senator does not mean that you get to ride the gravy train. It means you are making a personal sacrifice for the betterment of the country. And if you're not prepared to do that, then don't run for the
office. Besides, you can always get the lobbying job later where the big bucks are, when you're out of office.
You know, I have so missed Captain Apathy. You are just awesome. That's the first thing. Wasted government spending is gone. Gone. Then, when we have an economy that can take care of the issues that the Constitution says the government is responsible for, and we have a surplus, then that surplus is doled out to government programs as we can afford it. But when the money is gone, there are no more programs.
So you would say there would be no deficit spending in Seth Mila's America?
That is exactly right. There would be a very,
even your
very
hero
small,
Ronald Reagan had deficit spending.
There would be a very small line of deficit spending, and it would have to be in a situation where that there would be a guarantee of that deficit being repaid in a very small amount of time, not a decade, 2 to 3 years at the most. And we're not talking trillions of dollars of a deficit, maybe cap it at a billion. And when we're talking, when you're talking the federal government, that's like you and I having a credit card with a $500 limit just in case of an emergency.
Mm.
Okay? Just in case you're driving down the road and you drop the tranny out of your car and it's like, okay, I got to get this repaired. I don't have the, here's my emergency fund, but I know next week I can start making payments on this and get this paid off. It is at a time in our budget and in our economy that having anything less than that approach has gone by. We are not able to afford this any longer. You cannot, in any right mind, support a $16 trillion deficit. It is absurd. It's
according to the report this morning, the deficit isn't that big.
Okay, how big is it? How big is it?
All right, you look that up
while I go to the phones. Gary, thanks for calling. What can we do for you?
You know, that all sounds fine and well, but the problem is you've got a country here where the average citizen is comfortable with multiple thousands of dollars of debt on their credit cards. But, you know, we don't get our politicians from some island in the Pacific.
You are right.
They come from amongst us.
Yes.
And until you change that mindset in the general population,
yes,
you got a pipe dream going on there.
Well, and see, that's where the responsibility to begin the change rests on you and me. I choose not to live with credit cards. I have no credit cards. The way I've lived my life for the last 3 to 4 years has been, do I have the money to buy it? Then I can buy it. Do I not have the money to buy it? Then we do without it. And and most people are trying to be the same way. We
I don't agree with you. I don't agree with you that most people are trying to be that way. They're running up the bills. I mean,
most responsible people are trying to be that way.
Well, there you're making a big delineation there. But thanks.
All right, my friend. Thank you for calling in.
All right. The Treasury Department report that came out this past Monday.
Yes.
In July, the government took in $200 billion in revenues, up 8.3% from July of last year. Spending was $297.6 billion, up 17% from July of last year.
Good God.
As a result, the deficit for the month was $97.6 billion, up 40% from June of 2012.
Uh-huh.
We have now completed 10 of the 12 months of the fiscal year 2013. So far, revenues at $2.287 trillion, up 13.8%. The deficit... the total deficit for the country is now, where am I here now? I just lost it. Dang it. Too many numbers in this piece of paper here.
Yeah, it's hard to keep track of all those zeros. Anything?
It says 2 months remain in fiscal 2013. In September, the government typically runs a surplus. It's another one of the months when companies and individuals make big quarterly payments.
Getting ready to fall asleep here.
All right. Well, I'm just saying that the deficit is actually going down.
Yeah? To what?
Under a trillion.
No, the deficit did not go from 16 trillion to 1 trillion. Nope.
Well, the 16 trillion number was always problematic.
In what way? That was the collective amount that we owe. When you just said the spending was more than what we took in, that adds to the deficit. And when you have deficit after deficit after deficit, when the budget income is not what we're spending, you add to the deficit. That's where you keep adding to $16 trillion. It's math. I mean, it's pretty easy. Tell you what, you keep looking. This is hilarious. You keep looking, and we'll take this up again when we come back. 715-845-2155. Captain Computer over there will get it done. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
The Wisconsin Morning News to start your day. Feedback at 8. The biggest talkers. And did we mention baseball? There's only one station that delivers it all. Every day. AM 550. FM 99.9. WSAU.